Hi everyone, Drew Brode here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It's Big Idea Tuesday. Welcome. You know, these Big Idea Tuesday episodes are where I come to the community and I share a thought, an idea, or distinction that's radically improved my life for the better. But the truth is, I'm just sharing knowledge and information that you already know. So really, in a way, I could call it Big Reminder Tuesday, because I'm reminding you of things that you inherently know are true. I'm just sharing them in a way that hopefully you haven't heard them before. So it gives you a little bit of a different perspective. Even if you've heard them the same exact way, I hope it is just simply an opportunity to remember and practice what you already know. What you already know. That's the goal and the purpose of these Tuesday episodes. Today, I want to talk about acceptance. Acceptance is such a powerful tool that we have. You know, I just recently did an interview with Dr. Rick Hansen, and he talked about the evolution of the mind and the brain, the human brain specifically. And he said at one point in time, we did not have the ability, you know, human beings did not have the ability to fast forward into the future and imagine what was possible. We didn't have the ability to anxiously worry about the future or the past or how a situation went. We really only, I guess you could say we weren't really human beings at that time. We were something before Homo sapiens. We really were creatures who, evolutionary, from an evolutionary sense, from the brain's perspective, we were creatures who just faced reality very similarly to how animals do. We saw the present moment for what it is. We didn't really have a chance to think too much about the past and think too much about the future. This was good in some ways because it didn't come with all the worry and the anxiety that often is attributed to the future or the past or how things went or didn't go. But the challenging thing is, if you can't tap into the future, you can't build cities, you can't build buildings, you can't think about collaboration, you can't outsmart your prey that you need to outsmart. So the brain evolved, and there's plenty of people who are way smarter than I am that talk about the history of that. There's a great book called Sapiens by Yuval Noah Harari that's on this topic. And the brain evolved, and it had this ability to project into the future and rethink in depth the past. And through that ability, something interesting has also happened. Because the human brain, as a few of our past guests have said, like Dr. Rick Hansen and Dr. Mark McLaughlin, who's going to be on the podcast soon. He's a brain surgeon. And as they've said, that the human brain is an operating system on top of an operating system. We have our first operating system, which is our old reptilian operating system, which is all about protecting us and mating and all the basic things that are there. Then there's this new operating system that's on top of it. So because there's all these operating systems that are trying to make sense of reality, as modern day human beings that we are right now, for those of you listening to the podcast today in the year 2020, we often face situations and times in our life where something happens. Something happens. So something factually happens in our life. We lose a loved one. We lose a job. An unfortunate situation happens. Something has happened in the past that we think of, and we're not happy with it. And maybe even the situation or the thought about it maybe gives us some pain or some suffering. I know I have had, and I still have sometimes, situations like that pop up. And you have an event that you can't do anything about. It's already happened. And then the question becomes, how do we relate to this event? Well, acceptance can be one of the tools and one of the ways that we can relate to this event. Now, before we talk about what acceptance is, let's talk about what the opposite of acceptance is. The opposite of acceptance is resistance. So anytime you've had a situation in life that you've said, or you fought and said, this shouldn't be happening the way that this is, whether you've been broken up with, whether you've lost a job, or again, a loved one, or maybe even something worse that's there. So the event has already happened. It's been a fact. It's a situation that's happened in life. And now you've moved on beyond that event, but still there's the energy around that event should not have happened. We're fighting with reality. You know, one of my favorite quotes is from Byron Katie, and she says, anytime I argue with reality, I lose, but only 100% of the time. So some event happened, that event is factual, and we're arguing with reality. That is resistance. We're resisting the truth about reality in this moment. So in the current state of the world, all things coronavirus, racial pandemic, there's a lot of really challenging things that are happening. And those things are not great, but those things have happened. And there are realities in this moment that we're trying to see. So what's the opposite of resistance? What does the opposite of resistance look like? Well, I have a passage that I want to share with you from one of my favorite books, top five. It's from Eckhart Tolle, and it's on the topic of acceptance. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to expand upon it, if I so humbly could do, for you here on the podcast. So here we go. Here's a little passage from A New Earth on the topic of acceptance, written by Eckhart Tolle. Whatever you cannot enjoy doing, you can at least accept that this is what you have to do. Acceptance means, for now, this is what this situation in this moment requires me to do. And so I'll do it willingly. For example, you probably won't be able to enjoy changing the flat tire on your car at night in the middle of nowhere and in the pouring rain, let alone be enthusiastic about it. But you can bring acceptance to it. Performing an action in the state of acceptance means you are at peace while you do it. That peace is a subtle energy vibration, which then flows into what you do. On the surface, acceptance looks like a passive state, but in reality, it is an active and creative. But in reality, it is active and creative because it brings something entirely new into this world. That peace, that subtle energy vibration, is consciousness. And one of the ways in which it enters this world is through the surrendered action, one aspect of which is acceptance. Super powerful passage on the topic of acceptance. So this is Drew talking again. I'm no longer reading the passage. What I love about that passage from Eckhart Tolle on acceptance is that first and foremost, he defines what acceptance is. Acceptance means, for now, this is what the situation is. This moment is what the situation is. Acceptance doesn't mean that we have to agree with something for the rest of our life. Acceptance isn't that we have to passively surrender. It just means that we have an awareness that this is fact. For now, in this moment. What does this moment mean? This moment just means this moment. Doesn't mean that the situation might not change. Doesn't mean that some of the injustice that we're seeing today won't change. And it doesn't mean that we can't play a part in it changing. But for right now, this may be some of the factual events might be the things that, you know, depending on what we're looking at, they are factual things. They've happened. They're occurring. And when we step into acceptance, and we say, okay, this happened, this is real, even if I didn't want it to happen, even if it was not my intended outcome, even if it brings me a lot of pain and suffering, which is very real, that I'm sad to see people hurting, I'm sad to see myself hurting. This could go for any event in life. There's people listening to this podcast that have lost a loved one recently. And that's a very sad thing. And my heart aches. And the second we can, after going through the proper stages of grief and making sure that we at least allow ourselves to cry and go through and lean on others and remember the person. But if we can bring acceptance into the loss, the challenging situation that we're facing, and we say, okay, this happened. This is real. I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to resist it. Now, through that acceptance, I can bring in, as Eckhart says, a subtle vibration of peace. Acceptance is peace. When we bring peace to something that's there, the beautiful thing about that peace is whatever action we want to take, as long as we accompany it with peace, we're getting a chance to let the suffering that comes with resisting it, wishing that it wasn't that way, wishing that it never happened in the first place, we let all that go because now there's peace. Peace is, this is the way reality is. A few years ago, I went through a very challenging breakup with somebody that I really cared about. And many of anybody who's listening has been broken up with, most likely. And in that situation, when it happens and it's not your intended outcome and you're sitting there and you're in pain. Yeah, you're in pain. You miss the person. You wish the situation was different. You wish it didn't go that way. And you sit there, say, okay, this is the way that things are. This is what happened. For all the reasons that it happened, you know, we don't have to go into that. We can just say that this is the situation that happened. This is the decision that I made or the other person made. And so now what? Now within that piece, what type of action do I want to take moving forward from here? What do I want to do? What do I need to give myself? Do I need to give myself extra care and love? Do I need to lean on my community for support? Do I need to do something to honor the legacy of this person that I've lost or that I am remembering? If it's related to injustice that's happening in the world, when I accept that it's real and that it's there in this moment, what type of inspired action do I want to take? When we are at peace with what is in this moment, then when we're truly at peace, we can take inspired action to move us forward and actually make a difference in the world, whether it's in the macro for everybody else or whether it's in the micro for something that we want to do ourselves. This is why acceptance truly is a superpower that we get a chance to practice every single day. And we start with the little things in life. We start with being at a red light and we're running late for a meeting and we wish it wasn't red. We wish that the person in front of us was driving faster. And we practice acceptance by in that moment, taking a step back and saying, okay, this is the reality. I'm not going to curse reality and start having road rage or driving super aggressively around the person and endangering myself and them. I'm going to say, okay, this is reality. The person's driving slow. There's not an easy or safe way to pass them and I'm running late. Okay, what do I need to do? What do I need to look at? Maybe something might come up for you where you say, I need to give myself more room in my schedule in general. Or being late and being behind this car is reminding me that I'm stretched too thin and I'm people-pleasing everybody in my life. I think I need to take a step back and spend more time investing in me and maybe not doing as much for other people. Who knows what it brings up, but in that place of accepting that, okay, this is the situation that's there. Now, if you can safely pass the person, of course you do it and you move on. But I'm talking about situations in life where we can't safely pass, so to speak. We can't move forward or something has already happened that we can't go back in time and change. What does it look like if we actually bring acceptance? Which means, again, for now, this is the situation. This is the moment. In this moment, this is the situation. That is acceptance. You know, the context of which Eckhart is writing about acceptance for this passage that I just read is in A New Earth. He's talking about three pure states of being. One is acceptance, the other one is enthusiasm, the other one is joy. And while those are all three different states, acceptance is the thing that takes often the most level of practice. Because there's more situations in life, there tends to be more situations in life that we're not happy when things are not going the way that we want. You know, to say it another way, usually we're happier when things are going the way that we want them to go. Or we think we're happier. But acceptance is something we get to practice when things are not working out the way that we intended them to. They're not going according to plan. And that is the nature of reality. The nature of reality is that as the Buddhist tradition describes it, you know, there's going to be suffering in life. Things are not going to go the way that you wanted it to. And part of accepting that is not having the expectation that things are always going to go the way that we want. When we accept the fact that regularly things are not going to go the way that we want. Here's a practical example. I'm a businessman and I've started multiple different companies. I've seen a direct connection and correlation in my business that when I don't have an expectation, this doesn't mean that I don't have goals, that I don't have financial goals, that I don't have expectations of my team members, of how a project will go, but when I don't have a spiritual expectation that things should go well and that anything can happen, I'm more likely to pivot because I'm not holding on or fighting for the fact that things should have been differently. But we launched this product. It was going to do so well. We put in so much time, effort, and energy and money into it. It should have done better than it did. That's resistance. That's fighting with reality. So what does acceptance look like? Acceptance is we did our best. We worked really hard. We spent a lot of money on this project and we put a lot of time into it. We thought it was going to do better than it did, but it didn't do well. What can we learn from this situation? Acceptance has a profound impact on the question you ask yourself after the event occurs. Resistance is, this should have gone better. Why didn't it? Now, it's okay to ask why, and I'll get to that in a second. It's okay to thoughtfully and genuinely ask why did a situation not go the way you wanted to from a place of acceptance. But when you do it from a place of resistance, it's almost like you're throwing your hands in the air and you're having a little fit like a toddler saying, why didn't this happen for me? Why didn't this go better the way than it should have? And then along with that, our mind looks to, who can we blame? Why didn't this go better? Whose fault is it? So we look to blame. We feel less excited. In business, I know in times in the past where I've felt that things should have gone better than they did, I also therefore on the other end become scared of the next launch or project or book or podcast or whatever else it is that I'm doing. Because I'm resisting what happened. Instead, if I brought acceptance to the situation, okay, it didn't go the way that we wanted. What can we learn? I ask a different question when I'm in the state of acceptance. What can we learn from this? What can we learn from what happened? That is a question that comes from the state of acceptance. It's a subtle shift, but that shift is everything because in that shift, as Eckhart is sharing in this passage, is the peace. The peace that I'm not going to argue with reality. Whatever happened, happened. So even if I don't understand it, it makes sense. How do we know? Because it's the truth. It's what happened. Just because I don't understand it doesn't mean that it didn't need to happen the way that it did. How do we know? Because it only happened one way. If there was a different outcome, then it would have happened. Now, the subtle difference and the subtle nuances of this are, and this is tough for a lot of people in the beginning when they start really practicing acceptance, radical acceptance in their life, is that you can both radically accept something and you can also radically want to change it. I find that the more I accept something as true, which means not resisting that it happened in just this moment, doesn't mean forever. It just means that this thing happened. If I radically accept it as being true, I'm more likely to be open to figure out why it's happening. That applies both on the macro and the micro. Globally, if there's an event that happens that I am not happy with, but that I accept as having happened, I look for the real root causes. And then the next thing that I look for is that how I can play a difference and make a difference in those root causes. I don't spend all my time in blaming other people about why they happened or why they shouldn't have happened the way they did. Now, if there's fault to attribute, that doesn't mean that we don't attribute fault. And you can see this with events that are happening in the world right now. Okay, there might be somebody that's at cause or at fault with it. And then we might look at, well, what are the systemic things that go on that cause that? And how can I be a part of changing things for the better for everybody involved? What can I do to play my part? You know, we have a podcast coming up with Reverend Michael Beckwith on Thursday this week. And he has a great quote. He says, well, he has a great theme that the podcast is titled, History in the Making, Participant or Bystander? If you're somebody that's been affected by the recent events, know that radical acceptance is understanding that they happened. They happened the way that they did. And even, and especially if we feel that some of these events are unjust, we can still feel that they're unjust and that they're wrong, and we can fully accept them in this moment as having had happen. And then we can ask ourselves, through that acceptance from a place of peace, how do I want to change the system? Again, this is for the macro and the micro. So this applies for global events, but it also applies on a personal level. Take something in your life right now that you wish did not happen or that you're fighting against. It could even be something for the past. I had somebody the other day, you know, I've been catching up and I've been doing these calls with the text message community. And people have been texting me, which if you want to, text me 302-200-5643, 302-200-5643. And I've been doing a few 10-minute calls with people who text in and just catching up on the phone. No ulterior motives. I have nothing to offer, nothing to sell you, nothing to present. I'm not doing coaching or anything else like that. It's just an opportunity for like two human beings to hop on the phone and chat. And one person shared that they are in resistance about some past events, having not completed some higher education that they wanted to pursue. And this event was years ago, 30 years ago. And it's like, okay, you didn't pursue that. Well, radical acceptance is, let's look at all the reasons why you chose not to pursue that at the time, even if you think you should have. Well, you had a lot going on. You were a single mother. It wasn't very clear if you had the financial resources to pay for it at the time. You were trying to figure out the basics. So there's all these reasons why you made the decision that you did. And when we approach it as it shouldn't have happened, instead of it happened, now let's look at maybe why or how we can bring acceptance and understanding to ourselves and self-compassion and acceptance to ourselves. Then we look at it and say, okay, that was in the past. That happened. Whether we like it or not, we don't have a time machine. We can't go back in time. What do we want to do now? What we want to do now all depends on whether or not we stepped into acceptance. If we stepped into acceptance and truly have peace, we can say, that happened. I'm not happy with it. I wish I pursued that higher education. In this person's instance, this is what she was feeling. Okay, great. What do you want to do today? How do you want to invest in your education today? What do you feel you lack? What do you want to do? Now that you have resources, do you want to go back to school? Do you want to try something different? Do you need to forgive yourself? Are you actually happy with your life right now and you don't really care? Do you need that degree and why is it? Do you feel like you have to please your parents or other people that are out there? Or is that degree important to you and you want to do it for you? There's a whole host of things that are there. But the most important thing is tapping into that peace that allows us to accept. And then through that, we know what the right action is for us. Nobody else can tell us what the right thing is for us. It's in that place of peace that the game plan reveals itself. And that's the true power of acceptance. Because so many things in life, we can't put a game plan together for the unexpected. Or the way that we handled one situation is not the same way that we handle another situation that's unexpected. So true acceptance means that when we're present and we're not arguing with reality, we can, from there, from a place of peace, step into whatever is the right situation to step into. That's the power of acceptance, and that's why it's a superpower, and that's why it's something that we want to hone and build up in our life. So just going back to the question that I asked earlier, take anything in your life that you wish didn't happen, that you wish that you're fighting against, that there's some resistance towards. How can you bring acceptance to it? How can you look at it through a different lens and bring some peace to it? And if it's really tough, if it's a very painful memory or very painful past situation, I mean, I've talked to people from the podcast community that have had extremely traumatic situations, sexual abuse as a young kid, the very unexpected and horrific death of a loved one or somebody close to them. It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult to bring acceptance to these situations and a sense of peace. They're still true. They still happened, but it is very difficult to do that. But in the process of at least being open to it, that doesn't mean you're ready to do it now. You may not be ready to do it now. And obviously every week I have on different experts who can talk about different ways of approaching it and approaching the brain and the body from a place of getting yourself and healing a little bit more so that maybe one day you are ready. But even if you're not ready now, just setting out the intention. One space of acceptance, by the way, is setting out the acceptance that you are not ready to deal with something right now. So you're having acceptance for the fact that you don't have acceptance. That's the ultimate thing, which here, this is super key. If you don't have acceptance towards something in your life right now, don't beat yourself up for it. Have some self-compassion, as Dr. Kristen Neff talks about. Have acceptance for the fact that you don't have acceptance, because that in itself is acceptance. There was something stupid that I did many years ago, and I knew that I had to call the person and apologize and really atone for this thing that I did that was dumb. It was a business related thing, and I was early on and I took on too many projects that I couldn't handle, and I ended up really letting somebody close in my life down who it was a very painful thing, and I avoided talking to them for years about the situation. And then we ended up being in touch, and you know, they said, don't worry about it and it's fine, but I never really apologized. I never really apologized for what happened. And I was very aware of it, that I didn't apologize, and I knew that the situation didn't sit well with me. And I had resistance, and I had a lot of resistance towards myself, and I beat myself up a lot for the fact that it happened in the first place. And I really wanted to sit down and tell the person that I was very sorry and explain the situation, even though they said, like, look, yeah, they were acting like it was normal and I was acting like it was normal. But I knew it was something that hurt them at the time because they really trusted me to take this project on. So I remember thinking, when I was really starting down my spiritual pathway of doing some of this work and reading Eckhart Tolle and leaning into acceptance, that I wanted to deal with the situation. I just had a lot going on and I didn't feel like in that moment I had the strength to be able to deal with it. So I remember a mentor of mine saying that, okay, so what would it look like if you just had acceptance for the fact that you don't have acceptance right now? And I thought, that is a radical concept. And is that even possible? Is it even allowed for me to have acceptance that I don't have acceptance towards the situation and I don't know how to handle the situation right now? I said, yeah, because that's it. That's you not arguing with the reality. That's the truth of the situation. And I remember, okay, let me try this. I remember thinking, let me try this. So I tried it. And I think like 6 or 7 months went on. This wasn't somebody that I was interacting with regularly. They didn't live in my same town, but it was something that was on my mind. It was something that I thought about regularly. And then finally, I thought, after having a few months of like, I don't have the ability to accept this right now, and I have acceptance towards that, one day I just felt inspired. I felt the inspired action to call this person up and really have a conversation with them. And so I did. And it was that simple. And who knows why it took that time? It just did. And then I called the person up and I said, hey, I've been avoiding talking to you about this since the moment it happened. And I want to first say, I'm sorry. And do you have a few minutes right now to talk about it? And they did. And we talked about it. And we both had a good laugh and a good cry. I was going through a lot in that situation. I was thinking about when the event happened originally. I was dropping out of school. I was going through so much situations. My business was in a turmoil. It was my first business. I was dealing with a lot of fear and imposter syndrome and other aspects that were there. And I didn't hold back and I talked to them and I didn't make it about me. I really apologized. And I said all the things that I didn't take care of and how it was very selfish and, you know, it wasn't what I intended to do. And I didn't know how to handle the situation. And if I knew better, I would just come to them and said that I was really struggling with fulfilling the duties that I had agreed to. And there was no guarantee that they would have been okay with what I shared, or that they would have said that, thank you. This person could have totally cursed me out and said, well, I'm glad you have peace around it, but I don't. And you totally messed me up and you shouldn't have done that. And maybe you'll learn better in the future. And I was ready for that. I was ready for whatever they would say because I was at acceptance with the fact that I didn't know any better at that time. And that's not an out. That's not an out. That's not a way to spiritualize anything that we went through in the past. That's not a way to say that, oh, I did something wrong. I didn't know better. And now this person should forgive me. No, it was the truth. I didn't know better. And I was dealing with a lot. And it doesn't mean that I don't have to atone for it. And I don't have to address it and say sorry. And I told the person, if there's any way that I can make it up to them, I want to make it up. You got to. When you have acceptance, you understand that that's part of it. But you have acceptance for you. You also have acceptance for them. Acceptance for them means you understand that whatever they have to share with you in this moment, that's true for them. And I did it. And luckily in that situation, the conversation went well. And again, we had a good laugh, a good cry. And we both walked away deeper, more whole people who had a chance to put the past behind us. But also to do that through the process of acceptance and saying it did happen. Even that meant having acceptance when we didn't have acceptance. So having acceptance for the fact that we didn't have acceptance, at least I had acceptance for the fact that I didn't have acceptance. And then when I was strong enough and the situation was, had the ability for me to handle it, I handled it. And then I remember thinking, why the hell did I not handle this sooner? I made it such a bigger deal in my head than it needed to be. Why the hell did I do that? I could have avoided so much unnecessary suffering and pain by simply just addressing this situation head on. And that was my learning from the situation, is that most things are a bigger deal in our head than they are in person, than they are in real life. And when we truly step into acceptance for ourselves and others, we can just handle the situation. Even when there's another person involved and that person wants nothing to do with you, it's like, okay, that's their right. Let's say you had a riff with somebody in the family and you want to go back and it's been on your mind, it's been weighing on you and you don't like how it happened and you go back and you apologize for your part in it or you apologize for shutting that person out and you talk to that long lost family member and they say, well, I don't forgive you and in fact, I never want to hear from you again. So thanks for the call, but no thanks. What would acceptance in that situation look like? Well, acceptance would be that this person has the right to communicate, and if that's how they feel, that's how they feel. I'm not going to argue with reality and wish they feel different. I can hope that they felt different. I can hope that it would have happened different. I can intend it to happen differently, but the fact that they said get lost, that's reality. And also another layer of acceptance is, if we're approaching it from a genuine sense and somebody wants nothing to do with us, first of all, it's recognizing it's their right. But second of all, it's understanding that maybe there's something going on in their life that I don't know about. Maybe they're still hurt and they don't have the words to communicate about it right now. Maybe it's too painful for them to address. Whatever it is, we can at least have some acceptance around it. And if finding that acceptance is really difficult, I want to encourage you to check something out that has been very helpful in my journey. I have no affiliation with her or her team or her, you know, anything they offer. It's just been a huge help. It's the work of Byron Katie. Byron Katie is an author. She's written some incredible books. There's a book that has a crazy title, but actually it's a really, really great book. It's called I Need Your Love, Is That True? By Byron Katie. It's not about love. It's not about relationships. It is about relationships and about every aspect of life. And in that process, Byron Katie talks about what has led her to a place of radical acceptance in her life. People often talk about Eckhart Tolle being the what, and Byron Katie and her process being the how, like the practical method of how to actually step into acceptance. Well, Byron Katie has this process called the work. It's a series of four questions that you go through on paper. And she actually has a team of coaches on her website. Again, I have no affiliation with them, just an honest plug for something that I've done in my own life. And you can hire one of these coaches to take you through this process. And you can do it all through Zoom or Skype or whatever. And they help you take a painful thought in your life, something that is causing you a lot of suffering and challenges. And they help you question this thought, because part of stepping into acceptance is questioning the beliefs that you have about a situation. So let's say you had a belief that this shouldn't have happened. This situation shouldn't have happened. They shouldn't have broken up with me. I shouldn't have gotten fired. I shouldn't have had the early death of a partner in my life, or a father, or a family member, whatever it is. Take something that is causing you suffering and look at the belief that you have around it and turn it into a statement. That statement, then you can do the process of the work around it. I'm not going to go into describing what it is, but if you've never seen this, it's incredibly powerful. You can look up Byron Katie on YouTube and see her taking other people through this process, this four-stage process. Just watching it is incredibly, incredibly powerful. And she has you question your beliefs with the ultimate goal of getting into a place where you're no longer resisting this idea. And you're questioning whether or not this basic core belief that you thought was so true, how it may not be true. And how, in the questioning of it, you actually end up in a place of total peace, at least with that idea. It's incredibly powerful. Again, look it up. Byron Katie, the work. You can read her book, I Need Your Love, Is That True? Or there was a documentary on the work that Jenny McCarthy narrated a few years ago. You could probably find it online, I think on YouTube. Or just type in Byron Katie, the work, and watch some of her videos on YouTube. They're very, very powerful. So, acceptance is a superpower. And when we step into it and we stop resisting, and we understand that reality happened, and we truly bring the power of peace to the situation, then we can do whatever we need to do. Whatever inspired action, whatever action we need to take to fight injustice, to get a new job if we were fired, to honor the legacy of somebody that was lost in our life, whatever it might be, as long as we're awake, we can always take action. But what action we take is highly dependent on whether or not we're in a place of acceptance. I hope this podcast, where I've been blabbing on the topic of acceptance, which has been something that I've been studying my entire life, my entire adult life, ever since I've understood the awareness around the fact that I was resisting, and so much of the suffering in my life came from resisting things, I've been studying acceptance. There's more peace. There's more peace. There's more joy and contentment that's been brought into my life through practicing acceptance and bringing acceptance into things that are very difficult to bring acceptance to than any supplement I've taken, than any dietary change I've made, than any health tool or trick that I've applied that's out there. The ultimate hack is working on your mindset. And a big part of that is acceptance. And that makes everything else in your life richer. Then you can make those dietary changes. Then you can add in that supplement that you feel was missing. Then you can work on this aspect of your health or that aspect of your health. But when we start with acceptance, it makes all those things more rich and more meaningful. This is Drew Perrode here. Today is Tuesday. I hope you have enjoyed today's episode, Big Idea Tuesday on acceptance. If you want to text me your thoughts on this episode, shoot me a text. I've been responding to every single person. I've been spending an hour or two on text message every single day, responding to every single person. 302-200-5643. Just shoot me a text. Pull out your phone, pull out your regular text message app, and text me at 302-200-5643. 302 is my original area code from the state of Delaware where I got my first cell phone. So that's what that area code is about. Shoot me a text. It'd be an honor to hear from you. All right. Talk to you soon.